join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, when you hear me say DS, anything come to mind? Well, regular listeners of the show know it stands for Destination Spotlight, and as Mary and I welcome you back to our world travel get-together, it's time for Destination Spotlight number 83 in our recurring series. But before we take you to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, located in America's second state that entered the Union back in 1787, here's a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And the team at Travel Pro joins us in saying, it's time to get away, and we all want you to travel with the best in 2022. That's why right now they're offering 15% off top collections, so you can get your new luggage today and be all set for your new travels tomorrow.
Mary and I are always on the move with their Platinum Elite collection. We use it for our personal needs as well as the show equipment. While Rudy, well, he's traveling with the Max Light luggage as he likes its ultra-lightweight styling. Regardless, folks, of whatever you choose, since they have a number of top product lines, just go to travelpro.com for the special 15% offer that Mary just mentioned, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're off to the Keystone State via that show hotline to say hello to Jared Bacher, CEO of Visit Pittsburgh.
Welcome, Jared. Mary and I appreciate having you aboard for today's Destination Spotlight on Pittsburgh.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, and welcome to Pittsburgh. We're excited to talk about this great city.
Well, we are looking forward to that today. So, yeah, listen, many listeners may not know that McDonald's Big Mac was created in Pittsburgh, but the Sicilian in me has always enjoyed my visits to your city, Jared. You have an excellent Italian restaurant scene there. The Bloomfield neighborhood in particular comes to mind, and you do have one of the larger Italian populations in the U.S. But I know you've had two stints with Visit Pittsburgh, returning, I think, early in 2019 to take on the CEO role. So what is it about the Steel City that entices you?
There's so much that this city has to offer. And anyone who has had the opportunity to visit the city certainly has been able to experience it on their own level. And a lot of times people that do come here eat their way through the city. You've given reference to a couple of really more popular types of cuisine that we have in Pittsburgh, but really throughout this entire region, so many ethnicities and people of various backgrounds from all over the world have settled here and brought their cuisine with them. But even beyond that, they've brought their culture, they've brought their music, they've brought their lifestyles. There is so much depth to this city that really makes it an attractive place to visit, and in my case, an attractive place to live. I'm not from here originally. I've moved to Pittsburgh twice in my life, and I've loved it every single time.
So, Jared, I want to talk about the Duquesne Incline. Robert loves the food, although I love the food, too, when we travel. But I love this incline. It's one of two uphill trolleys in Pittsburgh. It's been taking visitors to the top of Mount Washington since the 1870s. It provides a beautiful vantage point, great views, very, you know, great spot for taking photos. It's also the point where the Three Rivers come together. So just staying on the Three Rivers, just share, you know, a little bit about the Three Rivers Heritage Trail, because I feel like that's sort of like the calling card to the outdoor activities in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. The inclines, I'll start there because that's such an important part of the travel industry in Pittsburgh. When you take the inclines up to Mount Washington, as you referenced, that is the most visited point of anywhere in this entire region, in the southwestern PA region, when it comes to visitors and tourists. The pictures that you can take from up there are famous. You see them in publications and in people's phones and different places all over the world. But that's one of the most visited places in the city, for sure. And the reason for that is just because of the amazing views. It is consistently voted as one of the best views of any downtown area in the country. So it's a definite must-see when you come here. But as you said, it also is the overlook to the confluence of the Three Rivers. So the Allegheny River and the Monongahela River come together to form the Ohio. You can follow the way to the Mississippi and down to the Gulf of Mexico if you wanted to. So it's really an amazing opportunity for a city like Pittsburgh to have those here, the outdoor recreation that you can do on the water and all around the rivers, along our bike trails and so forth, are just truly amazing. There's more outdoor activities here than in many other cities anywhere in the country, just because you have both river and land options to get out, ride your bike, kayak, and do all kinds of sort of things.
Well, yeah, it's really quite that. Something.
You know,
to
and
say.
Listen, you know, Pittsburgh, clearly it's a big sports town. The Steelers are big there. You've got the Pirates. They've had a little struggle recently, clearly. But, you know, the Penguins have been a top team for 15 years or so. I know it's a very passionate sports city. But you also have, you know, a number of famous people that have come there, whether it's Andy Warhol. I know Mark Cuban's from there. I think Joe Namath goes back there. Ron and Rand Paul are from
Heinz
there.
Heinz family.
Yeah, Heinz ketchup.
Yeah.
So, you know, but before we let you go, and that's really where I'm kind of going with all this, you know, we always like to ask our guests, guests when they come on the Destination Spotlight series of the show with us to give us, you know, something surprising or an interesting fact about their particular city, in this case Pittsburgh, that you think will entice our listeners to come visit?
You know, it's really hard to choose just one, especially for a city like Pittsburgh where there's so much going on, whether it's our music scene, our food scene, our sports, as you had rightfully said. But I'm going to go with our outdoor activities. One of the least known facts that people really don't know about Pittsburgh is that you can start at Point State Park, which is a state park right here in downtown Pittsburgh, the beautiful green space where the confluence of the rivers exists. You can start from Point State Park, get on your bicycle, ride it all the way down the Allegheny Passage. You can ride a maintained bike path, non-motorized bike path, all the way from Pittsburgh's Point State Park all the way to Washington, D.C.
Well, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Completely uninterrupted.
Well, see, now
I learned something new.
Interesting fact for folks there if they're biking. So, Jared, really enjoyed the check-in today with you folks. If you want to plan your own travels, check it out at visitpittsburgh.com. Have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jared. Take care.
All right. Well, you can bike from Pittsburgh to D.C., Mary.
Fun fact. Let's go.
Folks, that's the 83rd Destination Spotlight now complete. You can find them all on the homepage of our website. And as we approach 11 a.m. Eastern Time, that's it for Hour 1 of the program this week. After these messages, we'll be back with Hour 2. We'll be kicking it off by taking you down to Dallas. Plus, we have the personal connection. We've got emails, California wines. We're going to talk a whole lot more that's still ahead. We'll get to it starting in about 7 minutes. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.